Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Can wearing a hat make you go bald? Well, that's just one of the topics we're going to talk about on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 986A, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. We'll also talk about acid suppressants, you know, Pepcid, Zantac, that type of thing, and what they do for your risk of infection. Dementia screening. How good is the evidence should you have dementia screening? And why is there higher lung cancer incidence now in young women? And why does your doctor measure your serum uric acid when he cares about your heart disease? These are all things that we're going to talk about, and why I don't like bone broth, even though many others do. And, of course, teens with obesity, what are they more likely to have during midlife? We're, if you will, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. So we hope to make this another interesting You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is the A segment, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. We're always brought to you, at least in the recent past and in the recent future, we can tell you, by Persona Nutrition. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized for your needs. You can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com, mypersona, M-Y-P-E-R-S-O-N-A, mypersona.com. If you do a /Roizen after that, you get a 50% discount on your first order. Take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you at mypersona.com. So we started off with an interesting question. Can a hat make you go bald? And the answer is only if it's tight. That is, if it's a normal hat that isn't very tight, it does not make you go bald. Meaning it's in the normal way of things. It, in fact, can help you regrow hair if you have a laser attachment in that. And usually it is a help at preventing hair loss if it's tight. So tight around your head that it impedes blood flow, then it can make you go bald. Now, let's go to some of the other most interesting topics and what they mean to you. Higher lung cancer in young women, what does that mean? It used to be that almost everyone who got lung cancer smoked, but not in young women. And do we know why? No, we have no idea why the young lung cancer rates are increasing so substantially in young women who don't smoke. There are a lot of thought about it, but nobody knows the answer to this one. Acid suppressants, yes, they're tied to higher risk for multi-drug resistant gastrointestinal bugs. That is the things, and by the way, maybe bovine colostrum is a remedy for this, but it is that if you're using Pepcid or Zantac or one of the other acid suppressant drugs for gastroesophageal reflux disease, heartburn, or GERD, as we call it, that neutralizes the acid in your stomach, and that acid has been key at keeping bacteria away from your gut. So when you neutralize it, that leads to bacterial infections, and those infections can be very severe and can, in fact, not be responsive to many drugs. And that's why we say be very careful. Give yourself vacations from your acid suppressants, no matter what it is. Go away from it so your stomach secretes acid again and can help you fight infections and get rid of them. That's the value of, in fact, suppressing acid in your stomach.
Back with more of You, the Owner's Manual in a minute, but here's a gift from Dr. Mike. Vitamins and supplements can be confusing, right? Not any longer. Persona's experts cut through the hype and confusion. No more guessing what vitamins to take, no dealing with bulky bottles, or wasting money on the wrong supplements. Persona has finally made vitamins and supplements easy. If you want custom nutritional supplements just for you to support better sleep, mood, and energy, take the free 5-minute online assessment to find out exactly what your body needs. You'll instantly get doctor-approved recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription medications. Then get personalized vitamin packs delivered to your door each month. The daily packs make it so convenient. Just tear off a pack in the morning and another pack at night. 5 minutes can change your health. Persona's personalized program makes it easy. And right now, Dr. Roizen's listeners can go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off right now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Diabetes drugs may benefit long-term steroid users. Long-term steroid users have a high blood sugar from the steroid effect, and the diabetes may keep it down. A story I wanted to go to that I got diverted from, and again, this is 986A, the latest news of the week and what it means to you of You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We are brought to you by Persona, Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com. What I wanted to talk to you was about dementia screening. I think it's really important because if you're worried about it, one, it helps reassure you if you don't have it. If you're worried about it and there's some significant changes, you get to do some of those 22 things, or maybe all of them if you want, that help you retain all your mental faculties and your memory. So although the United States Preventive Services Task Force says there's no great evidence that screening for it makes you change behavior, you get the power to change behavior, at least if you do screen for it. But I think you should be doing those things all the time. Why is your doctor measuring your serum uric acid level? Because it strongly correlates, especially in men, a high level with atherosclerosis. So it means that we will more aggressively treat your other risk factors, and in fact, even that risk factor. Why don't I like bone broth? Well, it comes from cows, the spine of cows usually, and how do you know whether they're healthy cows? We don't. And that's the problem. Mad cow disease isn't just in the meat of the cow, it is in the spine of the cow. And that can give you that delayed problem if the cow is sick. And I'm worried about that. Do I have any data to say why I should be worried? No. But I am worried that you would get that. Teens with obesity are more likely to develop mental problems. They're also more likely to develop cancer in midlife. This is a study of a large number of teens who got obese, and they followed them through 40 years. And in midlife, much higher incidence, more than a doubling of cancer rates in them. Those are the real stories of the week. This has been You, the Owner's Manual. What does it mean for you? Don't wear a hat that's real tight. That will help you go bald. But if you are going bald, think about one of the hats with some laser in them. They actually prevent it. Uric acid, yeah, get it treated. And remember, you're more at risk for heart disease if your uric acid is high. Teens, please stay thin. Don't overeat. I saw a teen that looked like they were eating two meals at once and coming back for a fourth meal at the takeout place the other day. Don't do it. Don't do it. Remember, thinness is important for your job functioning, It's important for your health. It's important for preventing mental illness and cancer, too. Bone broth, think twice about it. As far as I'm concerned, lung cancer, it's being seen in younger women. We don't know why. So if you have a chronic cough, if you have symptoms related to your lung, talk to your doc about getting something screened to make sure you don't have lung cancer. It isn't a CT scan you want. It's probably an MRI because you don't want to keep having x-rays. You get x-rays enough with mammograms. Acid suppressants, yeah, they are tied to multidrug-resistant gastrointestinal bugs. So that's the diarrhea and other and bloating and other problems. What you really want, and much worse problems, what you really want is take vacations every 2 weeks from acid suppressant drugs. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. I hope you enjoyed this You, the Owner's Manual podcast, 986A. It's brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized for your need. You can take that free, fun online assessment at mypersona.com. And if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, you get 50% off if you happen to order something. There is no obligation taking the free line assessment, and there is free online assessment, and there is no obligation even if you talk to one of the nutritionists that are free for your access. They can talk to you about interactions of supplements and drugs you take or of diet and what you're doing. Thanks very much for listening. And thanks very much for downloading us. If you liked us, tell your friends about us, rate us, and keep downloading us. Thanks again.